And at this time, in our pregame show, visiting with SEM head football coach Shane Haraski, who joins us. Well, Coach, I'm sure you and the kids are excited for the start of the season this Friday.
Yeah, we are. Summer's over. Time to get things rolling here. We're ready to go.
Let's talk about the summer a little bit, since this is the first opportunity we've had to visit with you coming into this new season. I know there's so much done over the summertime, certainly in the weight program, whether it be team camps or things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about what your kids went through the summer, and were you pleased with the way they came into fall camp?
Yeah, some of the guys hit the weights this summer, and then, like you said, we had a couple camps we went to. Individual camp in Kearney, and then we had a team camp in Elm Creek. So got the boys together a couple times this summer, and now we're ready to get things going here in the fall.
I know leadership within the team is always important. It was, as we come into a new season, can you talk about some of the kids that you've kind of seen maybe step into those leadership roles for you this year?
Yeah, a couple seniors really stepped up this year already. Bodie Martin and Jordan Scoville. Both seniors this year, and really taking control and getting things going with the team. Doing a good job with leadership already.
What are some of the things that you have been impressed with so far as you have worked through fall camp getting ready for the season opener?
Yeah, we're just trying to get the right guys in the right places. You know, every year you lose guys and you got to replace them. You got young guys coming in, so trying to get things where we want them, and been doing a lot of shuffling around, seeing where things fit in. So just moving guys around and trying to get everything set where we need to have them.
As you've been moving guys around, Coach, have you been pleased with their understanding of the concepts, if maybe they're moving into a position that maybe they're not all that familiar with?
Yeah, we have. I mean, six-man football, everybody kind of plays every position. I mean, you get to move guys around all the time anyway, Yeah, just a couple guys playing a couple new positions. But, yeah, they're taking it just fine, and we should be all right with what we got.
The keys to a successful season for SEM, what do you think the keys are for the Mustangs as we go through the year?
Yeah, we'll have to, number one, stay healthy. Don't have a lot of depth this year. Got a lot of young guys and not quite ready to step up yet. So our older guys, our starters, definitely need to stay healthy. And I can tell the boys just gotta do the little things right. We gotta do the little things right.
Talk a little bit about your staff, Coach. Who are some of the assistants and guys that you have helping you this year?
Yep, same two guys as last year. Got Will Miller and John Rohde as assistant coaches. So nice to have the same coaching staff back, and no surprises there. We know what we got and ready to go with that.
Let's talk about your opener. You get to open against Stewart. You guys have had some great battles over the recent years. Talk about looking at them and getting prepared for them in the opener.
Yeah, I mean, so we played Stewart. Seems like we played them a lot the last few years. You know, we see them in the regular season every year and see them in the playoffs a couple times. And I know they graduated a lot of guys over there, but their coach does a really good job, and they got a lot of young guys coming in ready to go. So it'll be a tough test for us. They're going to be a tough team to play first game of the year.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking some time to visit with us as we get ready to start the season, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in 2026.
Thank you.